Chapter 2, The Second Vision. As I was making my way into the countryside at the same time as last year, as I was walking along, I recalled the vision from last year. And once more, the spirit seized me and carried me away to the same spot as in the past. Therefore, when I came to the place, I fell down on my knees and began praying to the Lord and glorifying His name, since He had deemed me worthy of receiving the knowledge of my former sins. On rising from prayer, I saw before me the elderly lady that I had seen last year. She was walking and reading a little book. Then she said to me,
"Can you proclaim these things to God's elect?"
I answered her, "Lady, I cannot remember so many things. Give me the book, and I shall copy it."
"Take it and return it to me,"
she said. So I took it and went to a certain place in the field and copied everything letter by letter, for I had trouble making out the syllables. As I finished the last letters of the book, it was suddenly snatched from my hands by someone who I could not see. After 15 days, when I had fasted and prayed much to the Lord, the meaning of the writing was revealed to me. This is what was written:
"Hermas, your offspring have rebelled against God and blasphemed against the Lord. They have betrayed their parents by notorious wickedness and are known as betrayers of parents. Yet their betrayal has done them no good. Instead, they have added even more to their iniquities, licentiousness, a mass of wickedness. In this way, they made full the measure of their lawlessness. Now, make this message known to your children, every one of them, and to your wife, who from now on will be as a sister to you. Yes, she also fails to restrain her tongue, and thus she commits sin. But after hearing this message, she will control herself and obtain mercy. For after you have made known to them this message the Master has commanded me to reveal to you, then all the sins that they have previously committed will be forgiven. Yes, and the holy ones who have sinned up to this time will be forgiven, provided they repent with their whole heart and rid themselves of double-mindedness. For the Master has sworn by His glory to His elect, that if any of them sin after a certain day which has been fixed, he shall not obtain salvation. Repentance for the righteous has an end. The days of repentance for all the holy ones have reached their fullness. But for the heathen, repentance will be possible even until the last day. Therefore, tell the elders of the church to rectify their ways in righteousness, that they may fully receive the promises with great glory. Therefore, stand firm, all you who work righteousness, and be single-minded, that your passage may be in the company of the holy angels. Blessed are those of you who will endure the great tribulation that is to come, and those of you who will not deny their life. For the Lord has sworn by His Son that those who have denied their Christ have been rejected from their life, that is, those who are on the brink of denying in the days to come. But to those who have formerly denied Him, mercy has been granted because of His great compassion. But as for you, Hermas, do not remember the wrongs done to you by your children, nor neglect your sister, that they may be cleansed of their former sins. For they will be chastised with just chastisement, provided you do not remember the wrongs they have done you, for resentment is the bringer of death. As for you, Hermas, you have had many trials of your own on account of the transgressions of your household, because you did not give them proper attention. Yes, you neglected them and became severely involved in your own wicked transactions. But your refusal to fall away from the living God, your simplicity, and your great self-control are saving you. These things have saved you, provided you endure, and they are saving all who do the same and who walk in innocence and simplicity. Those who possess such virtues shall gain the mastery over every form of wickedness and are going to stand fast until life everlasting. Blessed are all those who act righteously, for they shall never be destroyed. Tell Maximus, see, the tribulation is coming if you decide to deny the faith again. The Lord is close to those who turn to Him, as it is written in Eldad and Medad, who prophesied to the people in the desert.
Brethren, while I slept, a revelation was given to me by an exceedingly handsome young man, who said,
The old lady from whom you received the small book, who do you think she is?
The Sibyl? I answered.
No, you are mistaken,
he said. Who is she then? I said.
The church,
he said. I asked him, why is she an old woman?
Because she was created before all things,
he said.
For this reason she is old, and it is for her sake that the world was made.
After this, I had a vision in my house, and that old lady came and asked me whether I had already given the book to the elders, and I said that I had not.
You have done well,
she said.
I have some words to add. When I have finished them all, they will be made known to all the elect through you. Therefore, write 2 small books, one for Clement and one for Grapte. Clement will then send it to the cities abroad, since this is his duty, and Grapte will admonish the widows and orphans. But you shall read it in this city together with the elders who preside in the church.